It was a fiasco at Bodega Bay on Sunday for Dash 7ers 300-plus private boats all arriving with reams of limits of big salmon in their heads. The reality was too many boats hitting the launches at once, and one boat breaking an axle low tide, and dropped off the back of the west side ramp that only added to the wait time. Once boats got out, scores ranged from skunk to a high of key the drum roll please to 44 limits of both salmon and rockfish on the new Sea Angler. My phone started to ring by 6:31, friend blaming me, and I quote putting the word out to all these F% dollar at sign idiots to thanks for putting us on them, we were done with three limits to £30 by 9:30. The two main topics in these several conservations, lack of proper operation with boats running full speed right through the fleet, must be suspicious and sturgeon anglers or not trolling with any plan for idea, how to work with or around a fleet so sizable. Guys, it's not a game of chicken and you won't lose your manhood if you give space to another boat that has a fish on. The fleet was spread over a wide area from below Elephant Rock to the Russian River. The bulk of the catching this morning was from the head to Karmat, and up to the river with the bite off the head breaking back open this afternoon after a slow and spotty start. Top honours go to Mike, who ran the new Sea Angler today with 44 limits of salmon to £32 plus limits of rockfish. Woof. Vince on the Miss Nita said they had a case of the dreaded lost fishitis that he finally beat by moving well outside the fleet and put in 9 salmon to £30 for 6 anglers. Chris Smith on the Mad Dog with our own Dave Hurley at the helm put in 15 fish for 6 clients plus crew with fish to £30. Dave says they found their best action off Karmat in 125 feet of water. Just a couple of other notes to anglers not familiar with Bodega Bay. Several private boats were fishing inside the closed MLPA off Bodega Head. These are linked to a map of all the MLPAs below.